League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So we've got a whole lot to talk about from the first day of the U.S. Open. We'll have Steve by every day at this time, 5 o'clock Eastern time, as Sousa misses a first serve off the net. So we'll keep an eye on Djokovic and Sousa. But, Steve, we've got a whole lot to talk about, beginning with a man who beat Djokovic in last year's semifinal. He won't be there this year. Kei Nishikori won't be in the second round after he went down to Benoit Paire. Injuries could have played a role, but, hey, let's look at this. Nishikori now a first-round exit in two of the last three U.S. Opens.
Yeah, it was very disappointing. The previous one, obviously, the one 2 years ago, he wasn't at the same level of the game that he is now. But I'm sure he's very disappointed by this. He got hurt. He had played well in Canada. And then after Canada and Cincinnati, he was hurt. So he, he'd been overplayed. He'd also won in Washington over Isner. So he was on a very good run and then got hurt. And that hurt his preparation. But watching the match today, Brian, I didn't sense that there were many lingering physical problems. Might have been, but no sign of it. What I saw was him up 2-1, having lost the first, winning the next two comfortably enough, going up 6-4 in the tiebreak in the fourth set. Two match points. First one on his own serve, missed a really routine forehand for him, an inside-out forehand under no pressure. And then the next one, Paire hit a very good first serve wide to Nishikori's back end that was unstoppable, and Paire took the next 2 points, brought him into a fifth set, got one break in the fifth, and just closed him out confidently. It was a disappointing performance from Nishikori because he seemed to have the match in his grasp and didn't close it out, Brian. And I don't think he can say that he was just suddenly hurting the latter stages of the four-set tiebreak. Maybe he just got a little bit tight.
Paire into the second round here. We'll meet Turkey's Marcel Ilhan in the second round. So that's certainly a winnable match for the Frenchman. Tip your cap to him as much as we talk about the struggles of Nishikori. A disappointing tournament here. That's a big win for Benoit Paire.
Oh, absolutely. I don't take anything away from him. I just say that a guy at Nishikori's level, who's been in the finals here a year ago, many people thought he would win a major this year. I think his coach, Michael Chang, was encouraged about the prospects. And it has to be a disappointing way for him to conclude the Grand Slam season. Conversely, it was first-rate tennis from Paire, who's a very flamboyant chop maker, and he tries a lot of drop shots. He goes for it. He served really well in the fifth set. And for him not to crack, especially when he served it out at 5-4 in the fifth set, that's what impressed me the most, because that's often where a player like Paire can go wrong, is he suddenly has time to think about it at that last changeover, and then gets far too apprehensive. But he had no inhibition at all and served a great final game, a service winner, an ace, closed it out without any hesitation at all. And that did impress me, because if Nishikori had sensed any vulnerability, he would have pounced.
That was the first match of the day on Armstrong. The second match featured the defending champion, the man who beat Nishikori in last year's final. That's Marin Cilic from Croatia. And there were a lot of questions around Cilic entering this tournament, mainly, what do we expect from him? He beat Guido Pea of Argentina, a qualifier in straight sets. Did he alleviate any of those concerns, Steve, or do you still want to see a firmer test?
The latter. It was a perfectly reasonable start. You couldn't question, is the first round, you got to play your way into the tournament. He did fine. He looked pretty sharp, but we have to see him against a tougher opposition, beyond a doubt, and we'll see now as the tournament progresses. Nishikori was in his quarter, of course, so that now Kei is gone, but we have to see if Marin has got the confidence and the form to take him far into this draw. Today, we can't tell based on today's evidence, but it certainly was a reasonably good start on his part.
So that's a big win for Marin Cilic, and a huge win on the grandstand for one of the fan favorites here. That's Marty Fish playing in his final U.S. Open. He's going to retire after this, and he's guaranteed himself of at least one more match. He took down Italy's Marco Cecchinato in four sets. It's just great to see Fish out there smiling. The crowds love it. He wanted to play on the grandstand. This is the last year of the grandstand as well. That great court. If you head out to the grounds here, make sure you swing by. But that's a nice win for Marty Fish.
Especially since he dropped the first in a tiebreak. I'm sure that gave his boosters a cause for consternation. He did not want to be having to fight from behind. However, from that juncture forward, he didn't put a foot out of line. It was a pretty comfortable final three sets for Marty Fish. Show that he's still in very good physical condition, and I think he's got to be really happy to, even if that's the end of his Open and he loses in the second round, at least he won a match at his last U.S. Open and really apparently his last tournament.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.